Digital Free Thought Radio Hour.
Girl, loved the mass, I watched the swirl of smoke from candles burning, while Mary looked up yearning. I got confirmed and I confessed, I really felt that I was blessed. Plus I loved my uniform, so did the boy who lived next door. But something changed when I became of age, those things I thought were true. Someday I'd break the big taboo of letting go of God.
This is Doubter 5 at Digital Free Thought Radio Hour here in Knoxville, Tennessee. WOZO Radio 103.9 LPFM live. Today is March 20th. Nominally the first day of spring, and boy does it look like it. Beautiful day out there, high around 62 or 3. Got to sit out in the sun in Market Square Mall today. It was great. I'm Doubter 5, and as usual, we have the Wombat on the phone. Let's see if I can turn him
up.
There you are.
It's the Wombat! What's up, everybody?
Not a lot here.
First day of spring.
You're going on.
Every day of pollen.
Yeah. Well, Digital Free Thought Radio Hour is a call-in talk radio show about atheism, free thought, rational thought, humanism, and the sciences. And conversely, we also talk about religion, religious faiths, gods, holy books, and superstition. And if you get the feeling that you're the only non-believer in Knoxville or East Tennessee, well, you're just not. There are several atheist, free-thinking, and rationalist groups that exist right here in Knoxville. And I'll be telling you how you can connect with them right after the mid-show break. Did you know that there was an atheist call-in television show broadcasting here in Knoxville? Did you know that? A television show about atheism here in Knoxville? Did you know that one?
I do know. It's a show with two guys, and they talk, and you know, different people come in.
Mm-hmm.
So the weird thing is, it's not a TV show, it's a movie.
It's what?
It's a movie called Clerks. It's black and white. We've had this discussion
no.
before. Jay and Silent Bob are going to come back in their own movie.
Yeah,
I'm
really?
So excited. I can't wait for it. This is going to be great.
Yeah,
be
well,
awesome.
A movie wouldn't have much interaction with the audience. But the Atheist Call-In television show does. As a matter of fact, it's going on right now. It's on Comcast Channel 12. It started at 6:30, goes to 7:30. We hope you'll TiVo it, and then listen to our show, and then when it's over, you can watch your recording. Comcast Channel 12 or Charter Channel 192. It's called Free Thought Forum, and you can also catch it streaming online at ctvknox.org. Let's get back to where we were. In spite of what Steve Martin would have you think, there are an awful lot of atheist songs out there, and you'll be hearing some of them, and actually a lot of them, on this particular program today on March 20th, 2019. We also have them in rotation here on the station, so if you listen to this station generally, you'll be able to hear some atheist songs. Now, Wombat, you have been doing some research in that area, I believe. You got some songs for us, but some people say there ain't no songs out there for atheists.
Like some people do say that.
Like Steve Martin.
And another comedian who we're going to show a clip of on this this really bombastic little comedy session.
Uh-huh.
I can take a joke, so nothing wrong against this guy. But his name's Tim Hawkins, and the segment's called Atheist Kids Songs on YouTube. Go ahead and check this guy out.
On YouTube. Okay, well, that means we might have to get into a commercial first, and we'll see how long that lasts. But we'll click it and see how we go.
I got to put ad block on that computer. How have I not done that?
Yeah. Here we go now.
I was reading this thing in the news several months ago, and it was this is a news story talking about the existence of atheist megachurches. I mean, what do you do there? Do you sing worship songs at an atheist church? What do you say? Like, shout to the void, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to nothing. What do you sing to? I mean, Man, do they have children's church at the atheist megachurch? What songs do you sing to kids at an atheist church? Like, no one loves the little children, all the children of the world. No one hears you when you cry, no one hears your lullaby. No one loves the little children of the world. Reason why we exist, but there's no reason why. Reason why we exist, but there's no reason why. Row, row, row your boat gently down the reef. Wallowing, 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 wallowing in your unbelief. Let's do the rounds. Remember the rounds? No, you don't want to do that. Okay. Let's try a new one. Evolution, this I know, for Charles Darwin told me so. Accidentally alive, if you're weak, you won't survive. That's the logic, right? That's what they're saying. I am an ape. I am an A-T, I am an A-T-H-E-I-S-T, and I have N-O-T-H-I-N-G to give me hope and certainty, and when I D-I-E, I will be A-L-O-N-E. Hey!
And there you have it. That's his version, I guess, of Steve Martin's There Are No Atheist Songs, but we have some lined up. Which one would you like to go to? Do you want to?
Let's go straight into equal sign, and I can tell you how I got about these. So I went up to Nashville, Nashville Sunday Assembly, home of a lot of different kinds of music people. I tell you, you tell people you can play a music instrument, everyone else is like, yeah, tell us what you can do. What's going on? I'm doing a thing. I got a band on the side. Like almost every single person I talked to had a side band. It was great. But the Sunday Assembly has a rotating series of bands that play. And I became friends with one of the lead guitarists / singers of one of the groups there. And he's going to be hosting one of my friend, Anthony Magnabosco, who's also doing a talk at NanoCon this weekend. More on that in the second half. But these are some of his songs, and he showed them to me, and we were talking back and geeking about music. And I want to share some of his music with you guys. I think Equal Sign is one of the songs that I heard them do live when I first went to the Sunday Assembly last month, as well as this month. And it's a good one. And what I found is that it's really foundationally based on humanism. And I feel like what atheist songs do better than, say, you know, what Christian songs do, where they say, give up and put all your problems on God. Atheist songs are focused on the here and now, give you inspiring words to be better to your fellow man, and not for the sake of any other higher deity, but for the sake of humanity, for the sake of just being kind.
And for this life now, not a promised one later.
Right.
Okay, so that's Equal Sign by Stephen Phelps. He did perform it in a Sunday assembly, which is a kind of a secular, not church, but on a secular assembly that meets on Sunday. It's an O-God church type assembly that I talk about on the show. You ready for me to hit
Equal
it?
Sign. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Jenny works like Johnny on the factory floor, but when payday rolls around, Johnny's check is more. When man equals woman and straight equals gay, black equals white and non-believer equals saint, we will sing together, all humankind, nothing between us but sign, nothing between us but an equal sign.
Liddy told her daddy,
Liddy told her daddy,
I'm in love with Patrice,
I'm in love with Patrice.
for one more tune. I enjoyed that. That was pretty good. It was surprising that it was a cappella except for the drums. They had about six people on stage doing harmony on that.
That's cool. I'm glad he got to play that. That's really cool. I really enjoyed that when I was there live.
Yeah. I like the harmony and the beat and the message, of course. It was a great message.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
It really stuck out to me.
Here's a song that I've always liked playing on here. It's a good atheist song, and we'll see how well it comes across. Dan Sartain, this is Atheist Funeral. We'll be back in a second. Atheist Funeral by Dan Sartain. If you'd like to look it up and listen to it, it's probably on YouTube. Are you back with us there, Wombat?
I'm right here. What's up?
Oh, not a lot. I'm just playing some music.
Cool.
You sent me a link that I think we can get going on here.
I sure did. Her name is Soak. It's Soak? Called Soak. That's the name of the girl who sings. She's from Ireland. She's about, I don't know, like 15 years old. Mm-hmm. She's really young.
Yeah.
And a brilliant singer, to the point where there's this session called NPR Tiny Desk. It's this concert session where people literally perform in an office. And what's great about it is that, like, there's no way you can fake sounding good. So, like, some of the people who need, like, the perfect studio setup and the perfect acoustics in the room and, like, multi-million dollars of mixing software don't cut it. But the people who are just raw talent shine in ways that no one else can ever reach. And I feel like this girl does a great job. The song that she's singing is called Wait. The premise of the song is that she's talking to someone who is a believer in a God and is spending her entire life believing in something that may not even be real. And so it sings in her song that she might be, like, she fears death too, but she's not necessarily letting it dictate her life. And it's something that really comes home when you listen to her live session. And I think the NPR Tiny Desk version of this song is probably her best that she's ever done. So that's what's going to play, hopefully, then.
All right. I'm going to see if I can play it on the computer. I've got the link here. If I can't, we'll just play it off the phone. Try it. Here we go. I'm playing it up through the computer. This is some NPR Music Tiny Desk concert.
Nice.
You'll be waiting all your life for
If you're familiar with Cincinnati, Ohio, if you get on the interstate and go north on 75, you'll see that there's a big, say, mega church. And by the way, atheists don't have mega churches. There are a few small gatherings out there, but there are no mega churches.
There's no atheist church, period.
Well, you could call Sunday Assembly an atheist church, but it's not necessarily.
They don't even like being called the church. They're just an assembly. It's like, yeah, strictly an assembly. Use that word
for, right. So yeah, there are no atheist churches then.
And, yeah, basically.
Yep. I'm going to try to find butter here. Here we go. Here's Big Butter Jesus, which is a statue off the interstate north of Cincinnati. Looks like it's made out of butter. And it was recently hit, well, I'll say a couple of years ago, it was hit by lightning and burned to the ground. Anyway, here's Haywood Banks, Big Butter Jesus. Enjoy.
In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision.
Okay, so I see.
Next to the expressway was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air. Looked like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair. Big Butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promised Jesus, imperial Jesus. Can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord. Well, you see him from the chest up, like he's about to do a backflip, like he scored a touchdown, or maybe melting or about to drown. Well, I've been to the state fair, seen a cow made out of corn cobs, Garth Brooks out of string cheese, and the Virgin out of olives. Big Butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promised Jesus, imperial Jesus. Can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord. Shipped in pieces on a flatbed, staring backwards was his big head. Driver stuck in traffic backups, desperately avoiding eye contact. Well, don't make no graven images, that's one of the Ten Commandments. I hope the grading curve is kindly, you get to heaven with a 90. Big Butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus. Can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord. Can't believe it's not Jesus. Oh, spread the word.
Song in the background. We were having a little trouble with the other songs, but I did find some of them on YouTube, and I can play them for you, hopefully. Anyway, before we get into that, it's at the bottom of the hour. Wombat, what do you say we go on to break, and we'll see what we can do when we come back?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Okay. This is WOZO Radio, 103.9 LPFM, live right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm Dotter 5, and as usual, we have Wombat on the phone, and we're getting ready to do a mid-show break. But, yeah, let's go ahead and do the bumper, and then I'll come back, do some announcements, and then we'll get back into the music. So see you in a few.
You're listening to the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour on WOZO 103.9 LPFM in Knoxville, Tennessee. Feel free to join in on the conversation at 865-333-5937. That's 865-333-5937. And now, back to the show. Digital Free Thought Radio Hour.
Simply the best.
And welcome back. I'm Dieter Five. This is Digital Free Thought Radio Hour on WOZO Radio 103.9 LPFM, live right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Today is March 20th, first day of spring 2019. So let's talk about the free thought groups that you can join, or at least find, here in Knoxville. First, there's the Atheist Society of Knoxville, founded in 2002. We're in our 17th year now. ASK has over 900 members now, and you can find us online at KnoxvilleAtheist.org. You can also join ASK in person by going to our weekly meetup, which happens every Tuesday between, say, about 5:30 and 7:30 at Barley's Tap Room and Pizzeria in the Knoxville's Old City, where we get together for food, drink, and conversation. Everybody is welcome, as long as you don't come to preach, proselytize, provoke, or punch. Thank you, Atheist Experience. By the way, if you don't live in Knoxville, you should still go to Meetup and search for an atheist group in your town. Don't find one, start one. Another large free-thinking group here in Knoxville is the Rationalists of East Tennessee. They've been around for more than 20 years. RET has bi-weekly presentations and discussions at the Pellissippi State Campus near Hardin Valley Road. They meet the first and third Sunday at the Goins Administration Building. And if that's too much to remember, just go to rationalist.org and click on upcoming events. And we were talking earlier about Knoxville's Atheist Call-In TV show. That particular TV show tonight has just gone off the air. It's called Free Thought Forum. And you can see it most every Wednesday night between 6:30 and 7:30 on Comcast Channel 12 and Charter 192. Or you can watch it streaming online at ctvknox.org. You can also go to YouTube and find their archives. Just go to YouTube and search for Free Thought Forum Knoxville. And it's as simple as that. Okay, Wombat, coming back to the songs that we were talking about.
Let's do it.
I was just going to say that the next one is called Say the Word. It was also recorded at Sunday Assembly Nashville. And just from looking at the picture, it looks like it's going to have musical instruments in this. It won't be a cappella. But I can play it whenever you're ready.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Conspicuous, but he's
seeds of chrysalis and gossamer wings just waiting to fly. His hands are shaking, his heart is racing as he sits down with his mom and dad. He says, I love you both, please understand. I've got to tell you just who I am. Say the word, you will see. The moment that you give a voice to your choice, you are free. Tell the world, this is me. Break through the doubt, shout it out loud and be heard. There's a power that comes only when you proclaim it. A new life within every second you name it. Lesbian, humanist, liberal.
Okay, that was Stephen Phelps playing Say the Word at a Nashville Sunday Assembly. Let's just take a second to mention that the Nashville NanaCon and Nashville Nuns are assembling this weekend, having a convention in Nashville starting Saturday and going through Sunday. I'm a nun. Wombat is a nun. Aren't you Wombat? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, cool. If you're filling out a form and it comes down to the religion section and it lists all the religions and at the bottom one of the empty boxes is none of the above, well, that's what I would check, and that's what Wombat would probably check, and that makes us nuns, N-O-N-E-S. The Nashville Nuns are having a conference this weekend with a lot of speakers, and matter of fact, one of the speakers is Wombat. You're going to be there this weekend speaking, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I will be. I will also be on a panel. Hope you guys can check it out. Larry, I hope you can be there as well. It'll be great to have you in the crowd.
I'm definitely going to be there. I'm going to get up bright and early on Saturday morning and drive down there, so I should be there in time.
Cool.
But anyway, if you're a nun, you might want to head to Nashville. They do sell tickets to this at the door, and they're not very expensive at all, about $20. I'm going to play a song by Symphony of Science, since we're doing... well, secular songs, non-religious songs, atheist songs. The Symphony of Science is where somebody has taken some of the sayings of the major scientists of our time and put them to music. There are songs about evolution, our place in the cosmos, the secrets of the stars, the quantum world, etc. So I'm going to play one about the wave of reason and see if you like it. I think you will. Here you go.
When you are studying any matter or considering any philosophy, ask yourself only what are the facts and what is the truth that the facts bear out.
Science is more than a body of knowledge. It's a way of thinking, a way of skeptically interrogating the universe.
If we are not able to ask skeptical questions, to be skeptical of those in authority, then we're up for grabs.
In all of science, we're looking for a balance between data and theory. You don't have to delude yourself with Iron Age fairy tales.
The same spiritual fulfillment that people find in religion can be found in science by coming to know, if you will, the mind of God.
The real world, as it actually is not evil. It's remarkable. And the way to understand the physical world is to use science.
There's a new wave of reason sweeping across America, Britain, Europe, Australia, South America, the Middle East and Africa. There is a new wave of reason where superstition had a firm hold.
Teach a man to reason.
Think for a lifetime.
Think for a lifetime.
Cosmology brings us face to face with the deepest mysteries, with questions that were once treated only in religion and myth.
The desire to be connected with the cosmos reflects a profound reality. We are connected, not in the trivial ways that astrology promises, but in the deepest ways.
I can't believe the special stories that have been made up about our relationship to the universe at large. Look at what's out there. It isn't in proportion.
Science is more than a body of knowledge. It's a way of thinking, a way of skeptically interrogating the universe.
There's a new wave of reason sweeping across America, Britain, Europe, Australia, South America, the Middle East and Africa. There is a new wave of reason where superstition had a firm hold.
Teach a man to reason.
Think for a lifetime.
Think for a lifetime.
By what you wish to believe, but look only and surely at what are the facts.
Enjoy the fantasy, the fun, the story, but make sure that there's a clear, sharp line drawn on the floor. To do otherwise is to embrace man.
There's a new wave of reason sweeping across America, Britain, Europe, Australia, South America, the Middle East and Africa. There is a new wave of reason where superstition had a firm hold.
Teach a man to reason.
Think for a lifetime.
Think for a lifetime.
Back. That was Symphony of Science called A Wave of Reason. If you like that kind of thing, you can go to YouTube and just search for a Symphony of Science, and there's probably 30 or 40 songs out there like that, and they're well done. Wombat, you back with us?
I sure am. Okay. We got another song that's coming up, right?
Yeah, I've got a song queued up. It's Quiet Company's Are You a Mirror? And
yeah, and I love this band. They were formerly a Christian rock band in Nashville, a city that we'll be both going to this weekend. And lead singer discovered that he had a higher standard for evidence and couldn't believe in his God anymore.
Yeah.
Fell out, and instead of his band members leaving him and forcing him to reconvert, they also became atheists too. And the record label was like, well, we'll keep you because you guys are cool. And we don't want to just drop you because you like fell out. Like, we'll keep producing your music. So, you know, excellent. It's one of those happy story endings where now we have a record label that's a little bit more open-minded, bands that are making the same kind of music, but for, with an atheist spin behind it.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really great, you know, take. I really, really like this album.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can check it out on YouTube. It's Quiet Company's, the full, sorry, almost dropped my phone. The full album's name is We Are All Where We Belong. It's released by the band themselves. Check it out.
And this particular song, Are You a Mirror, is about the guy singing to his baby. So you'll have a context for it when we start. Here we go.
Are
So I will hold you till you fall asleep. I look inside you and I see myself. I look inside you and I see myself. So I will love you, I will try and be strong.
Quiet Company, Are You a Mirror? And yeah, very nice song. Thoroughly enjoyed it. The next one we're going to go with is one of my favorites. I like playing this one on the show. If you've listened to the show for a long time, then you probably have heard it several times. But since it's one of my favorites, here we go. Why Don't Bees Go to Heaven by Save the Enlightenment. We'll be right back.
It seems to me the species Homo sapiens carries the chutzpah gene. To think they are the purpose of the universe when they only just arrived on the scene. What's even worse, they bear a curse of believing they're the only form of life to never die and go on living somewhere high up in the sky.
Somewhere high up in the sky.
So why don't bees go to heaven and trees go to heaven? Amoeba, krill and fleas go to heaven. It's not surprising that they're not arising, 'cause man created God.
This grain of sand upon an infinite beach had been supporting life for trillions of spins. Then along came humans who started assuming that this was where it begins. So profoundly naive, they began to perceive these primates were the only ones to never die and go on living somewhere high up in the sky.
Somewhere high up in the sky.
So why don't worms go to heaven and germs go to heaven? Spiders, snakes and sperms go to heaven. It's quite expected that they're not resurrected, 'cause man created God.
If man created Zeus
and the god of the sun,
if man created Shiva
and the god of Abraham,
from all of life, why should the only one saved be the
species worst behaved?
Well, that's because that same species, Homo sapiens, carries the chutzpah gene. To think they are the purpose of the universe when they only just arrived on the scene. What's even worse, they bear a curse of believing they're the only form of life to never die and go on living somewhere high up in the sky.
Somewhere high up in the sky. So why don't whales go to heaven? Snails go to heaven, orangutans and quail go to heaven. They don't think twice about paradise because man created God. So why don't bees go to heaven and trees go to heaven? Amoeba, krill and fleas go to heaven. It's not surprising that they're not arising because man created God. So why don't worms go to heaven and germs go to heaven? Spiders, snakes and sperms go to heaven. It's quite expected that they're not resurrected because man created God. So why don't bees go to heaven and trees go to heaven? Amoeba, krill and fleas go to heaven.
And we're back. That was Why Don't Bees Go to Heaven? It's by Save the Enlightenment. They do a good job. They have good production values and a good message as well. It's pretty well done. Now, we're getting close to the top of the hour.
We sure are.
I was thinking maybe we just close out with the full version of Letting Go of God, which is what our theme song is for this program. Julia Sweeney, Pat from Saturday Night, did a one-woman show where she went around the nation talking about how she let go of God. She's no longer a believer. She was raised Catholic. And this song is kind of like how she had to let it go. I fully recommend that you go online. Go to YouTube if you like. The full show is there. Julia Sweeney, Letting Go of God. But this singing is Jill Sobule. And we'll sign out with her. So this is the last time you hear us say bye, Wombat.
Bye, Wombat.
And we'll play this, and we'll go on to the station break and go to the next hour. So join us next week, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, every Wednesday night, right here on WOZO Radio, 103.9 LPFM, live from Knoxville, Tennessee, Atheist Talk Radio. And here we go.
Catholic girl, loved the mass, I watched the swirl of smoke from candles burning, while Mary looked up yearning. I got confirmed and I confessed, I really felt that I was blessed. Plus I loved my uniform, so did the boy who lived next door. But something changed when I became of age, and all those things I thought were true, someday I'd break the big taboo. Oh, letting go of God, letting go of God. Then I turned my mind to the east, the Himalayas calling me, sitting under the Bodhi tree, trying to feel something. I came back home on one leg go. So much more for me to know. I read the Tao of Physics and all those quantum mystics. Something did feel right. The arguments weren't all that tight, and all those things I thought were true. Someday I'd break the big taboo.
Let it go, oh God, let it go, oh God, let it go, oh God, let it go. listening to Digital Free Thought Radio Hour.